Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello. I just got a confirmation thing saying someone wants to buy something through my account or something.
My name is Max Wilson from Security Department for eBay. So, I do believe you got a voicemail about any fraud purchase. So, do you do online shopping with eBay?
Yeah, I do. So, what's this purchase for?
The purchase is made by some other people with the help of your eBay account. It should be iTunes gift card for $299. So, do you want to cancel that or you want to continue?
Yes, mate. Yeah, I do. I know nothing about that. Can you tell me who made it?
Sorry?
Just someone on my account did that, did they?
Yeah, so we need to cancel it and we need to protect you so that nobody can access to your eBay account in future. So
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes, sir. So what you need to do, sir, you need to cooperate with us for a few minutes so that we can protect you and we can provide you each and every information and security and password as well. Okay? First tell me which device you log into your eBay account, like your computer or any cell phone.
Phone.
Okay.
Usually on my phone.
Like it's Apple or it's Android?
Android.
Now open up the Play Store. Go to your Play Store and put my call in the loudspeaker.
Yeah, hold on, sir.
All right.
Do go to loudspeaker and go to what?
You go to the Play Store application. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah, all right. I can't get to it. No, the phone won't go to it, mate.
Yeah, did you open up the Play Store?
No, because I can't get to it. Hold on, here we go. Setting gallery Play Store. Yep.
Yeah, Play Store. Open it up.
Yep.
Now look at the very top of your screen. There is a search bar. You need to type over there. A-N-Y.
Yep. A-N-Y.
D-E.
E-E, yeah.
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk.
A-N-Y-E-E, what was the rest of it?
No, A-N-Y, D for doctor, letter D.
Yeah,
after
D,
that,
okay.
Yeah, after that, E for Edward.
Yeah.
S for sugar.
Yeah.
K for kingdom.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Now, click on search.
Yeah, any desk I got. Plug-in, mobile, control plug-in.
No. Any desk, remote desktop. Did you see the first option which says any desk?
Yeah, any desktop to install. Go install it.
Yeah. Just click on install.
Alright. It's not really like $300 fucking card, cash card, I think, or something bank. Yeah. What is that? Open. No, I'm still installing. Open, privacy. Do you want to control this device remotely by plugging into the... No.
Cancel. Just listen to me. What can you see on your screen?
Tutorial. You can.
Yeah.
What do you know about this?
avoid those things outside of the blue circle. Just swipe your screen two or three times, and if you see any numbers comes up, let me know.
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
269-125-221.
And below that number, can you see set password?
No, it doesn't say password. It says your address. You can usually use this address.
Listen. Below that number, just below that number, can you see set password? It's a small option.
No, it doesn't say anything. Hold on. Remote address?
Yeah, remote address. Just below that number, did you see any small option like a red color option, set password and unattended access?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I've got that. Right, press it. Right.
Press on it. And
I'm showing incoming session request.
Listen. Just scroll it up a little bit. You need to see any kind of option like permission profiles.
Yes.
Click on that permission profiles.
Yes, sir, it already is.
Okay, now what are the options you can see over there?
What other options?
Yeah, what options you can see?
Clear all tokens, available for two-factor identification, enable for save login information, enable to for short-term passwords, enable previous set profiles, and next check.
Yeah, underneath that.
Yep. Permission for profiles, access control list.
Wait. Just give a click on permission profiles. You can see the permission profiles option. You tell me right now. Don't you?
Yes, I said that to start with.
Yeah, just click on permission profiles. Click on permission profiles. Okay, you did that? Now what can you see on the screen after that?
The mission profiles has got a microphone and a little square X, and underneath that it's got default, screening, sharing, full access, and unattended access.
Give a click on unattended access. Now, did you see there is an option, the second option, it's enable unattended access with a small checkbox which is unchecked.
Yes.
Just give a click on that checkbox.
Right, it says set password.
Now I'm telling you the password, alright? You need to type over there, all should be lowercase. It's A for Australia, letter A.
I.
P as in Papa, letter P.
P.
P as in Papa again, letter P.
P. Yep.
After that, L for Lima, letter L.
Yes.
After that, E as in Edward, letter E.
Yes.
After that, numerical number 121.
One, two, one. Yep.
Yeah.
Push OK. Yeah,
press OK.
Okay, push OK.
You did that?
Yep, everything looks right.
Okay, and when was the last time you log into your eBay account and purchased something? When was the last time? Did you see any option came up? Start now option. Start now, give a click on start.
Start recording and casting with any disc. Yep. Just push that.
Yeah, press on that start now.
Right. Yep, got that.
All right.
Now
click on close.
On close. Yep, got it. Close. Yeah.
Just beyond that page, I'm going to transfer the call to my senior, okay? For your refund procedure.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Just stay on this line.
I will.
Oh, well, thank you for holding the line. This is James. The call has been forwarded to me for further help. I am the senior supervisor on the floor. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, mate.
Well,
I'm a bit mystified about what's going on here.
Okay, well, before I just go further, I want to let you know, I do believe that my junior colleague who was spoken to you before, he had just helped you regarding some security procedure.
Yep.
And I believe that he have make you understand the fraudulent activities which is been going around. Well, the thing
right.
is that someone have just ordered a gift card from eBay, which is around $299. But as
yeah.
you know, like eBay is a very big company. So whenever
yeah,
we deliver something, so whenever we deliver something, we need to check the IP address. So when we have checked the IP address, we have found some suspicious things over there. And when we have checked it, what we have found is we have found 25 hackers who are connected with you. What they're trying to do, and what they're trying to do is they keep misusing your information and your banking information. They're trying to purchase a gift card in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. Like these people, they are using your information for their own illegal purpose, which is not legal in our Australia. That is why my junior colleague have just get you connected to the secure server of eBay so that in future also no one can be able to use your information anymore. Now, just give me a second. Let me go ahead and check that is he successfully like installed the security in your device or not. At the meantime, I want you to just bear with me for a second.
Sure, no
problem. All right. So thank you very much, sir. And could you please tell me, like, have you ever disclosed any of your personal information to anyone, like with your friends?
Well, I met you use my phone over the last couple of weeks, and I don't know what you're doing with it, but he's always on Messenger and stuff like that, and I don't really trust him with it. So if anyone, it could be him.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't shared any of your information to anyone, right?
No.
Okay, and what are, like, we actually have got an update from the server that these people, they are actually getting your information from your internet. Like, what they have done is, they have just simply hacked your internet. And whatever the activities, whatever the online stuff you are doing over the internet, all of these things are simply getting to these hackers. That is how your personal information are getting exposed to them.
Yeah. Anyway, the only thing I've been doing on the internet lately is been playing games. Like I haven't been buying anything off Gumtree or anything like that. So I usually buy car parts and that sort of stuff off Gumtree or eBay or stuff. But I haven't been doing that lately.
Okay. And like when was the last time you have used your eBay account? Do you remember that?
To buy something.
Mm-hmm. To buy something?
It's been a few months now.
Okay. Anyways, no need to be worried about it. You just come a page back, like on the top where you can see the security. Just left beside it, there would be a arrow which is pointing towards left. Right. Okay. Is there any option where you can see connection established eBay security
eBay security server.
Lovely. Now just do one thing, press the home button and come back to the home screen.
Right.
Just press the home button, look on the bottom, there would be a circle button, give a click on it, the circle button.
Help button.
Yeah. On the bottom. Just come back to the home page. Just come back to the home page where you can click
that. It says any desk, and then it says a list of things.
Okay.
Saying settings recorded, download settings, tutorials, help.
Lovely.
And there's that at the bottom.
Okay. Now, look on the bottom, extreme bottom, where you can see your buttons, like back button, home button. Just look on the home button, the circle one, home button, and come back to the home page.
I got any as an off at the top of my screen.
Lovely. Open up the Play Store.
Play Store. Let me get back to that. Play Store.
Play Store. Lovely. And once you open up the Play Store, look on the bottom. Do you see something called AnyDesk Plugin AD1? There would be option on the bottom.
Yes.
Give a click on it. The first one, AnyDesk Plugin AD1. Give a click on it. Give a click on install.
That's installing.
Lovely. Give a click on open. Uninstall. All right. Just press the home button and open up the settings, your mobile phone settings. Okay. Now, where you can see search settings on the top, there would be a small magnifying glass. Just give a click on it. And type in accessibility. A, letter A as in Apple. C as in Charlie. C as in Charlie again. Like this is the first option came up, accessibility. Give a click on it. And once you give a click on it, do you see something called AnyDesk Control Service AD1? Give a click on it.
It's off right now.
Lovely. Just make it on. Just make it blue.
Allow.
Then give a click on AnyDesk Control Service 81. Give a click on it and allow it. Make it blue.
But in the shortcut, or just it's normal on.
Okay, you do. All right, now do one thing. Open up the AnyDesk. Open up the AnyDesk. Just press the home button. Give a click on cancel. Just press the home button.
Okay.
Open the AnyDesk. Give a click on OK. Now just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and check it from my end. Just bear with me for a few seconds. At the meantime, if you will got to see any option start now, just simply give a click on start now. Security page. All right. Open up the AnyDesk page. Open the AnyDesk. And once you open up the AnyDesk, you will got to see your address. Do you see your address, something like that? The 9-digit numbers?
No.
Okay. Open the AnyDesk, the red color icon which you have downloaded in your cell phone.
Two six nine one two five double two one.
All right. So, just give me a second. Now, once you will got to see a start now option, just simply give a click on start now. Give a click on don't show this again, and OK.
Again, and push it aside.
OK. Yes. Give a click on OK. Now, just give me a second. Let me go ahead and check it from my end.
Yeah.
Okay, something happening over here. Okay, give a click on the AnyDesk Control Service 81. Give a click on it. The
yeah.
AnyDesk Control Service 81. Yes.
Yeah.
And do you see any option called AnyDesk Control Service 81 shortcut off? Just turn it on as well.
The shortcut?
Yeah, the like the option, the second option, which is off. Give a click on OK.
Yeah.
Lovely. Now just give me a second. Let me check it from my end. Okay. Okay. Come a page back. On the top. Yeah. Come a page
yeah.
back. Come a page back again. Okay, you're back to the AnyDesk page. Just give me a second. Let me go ahead and check it.
And so my address on the bank.
Okay, so you see your address, right?
Yes.
Okay, have you write down those numbers in a piece of a paper?
Well, my address.
Yeah, like the address of yours, which is 269-125-221.
269-125-221.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is your address, which we have generated for you for your security purpose.
Lovely.
Just give me a second. We are actually facing some problem. Maybe whoever the hackers they are still trying to, you know, break down the security layers of your internet, and they are still active.
Yes. Try to move on.
Okay. Do you see any option to start now? Give a click on start now.
Start button or
start. Is there any option to start now? Give a click on it.
Yep,
once you can click on okay.
Alright.
It says future not available. This future has been turned off because it slowed down your phone. Okay, I don't know why was that happening. Open up the Play Store once. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's now I've been just plugging ID1 and
Come a page back. Come a page back.
Yeah.
All right. Do you see something called Team Viewer Quick Support? The Team Viewer Quick Support. Give a click on the second one, the blue color option. The
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there any option called Install?
Yeah,
give a click on it. Once you see the option open, do let me know. Okay.
Alright,
open, yes. Give a click on open.
Yeah.
Give a click on agree and continue. Agree and continue.
Yeah.
Give a click on it. Give a click on download.
Download, yes.
Give a click on install. Yes, you will click on install.
Yeah.
Okay. And then come up edge back. Come up edge back again.
Come up edge back.
Okay, and once you come up edge back, do you see something called Team Viewer Quick Support? Again, like press the back button.
Add on the viable.
Okay. Don't show this dialog again. There would be a check mark. Give a click on it. There would be. Do you see? Yes. Okay. Do you see your ID?
Yeah.
Lovely. I just want you to write down those IDs as well in a piece of a paper.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any option called ready to connect? Is there any option like that? Okay, lovely.
Okay.
No, just give me a second. Let me go ahead and send you the notification. At the meantime, if you will got to see any option like start now, just simply give a click on start now. Or allow, give a click on allow. Yeah, give a click on allow.
Enable.
Give a click on Team Viewer Universal add-on.
Yeah.
Just make it on. Turn it on. Use Team Viewer Universal.
Allow.
Yes. Hit on allow.
Yeah.
Now. Just come up edge back.
Well, my back, it didn't got it on. It didn't get a little green thing that you saw it as.
Okay. So still with me. Let me go ahead and check it. Okay. Start now. Give a click on the start now. Allow while, there will be any option called while using the app, just simply give a click on it. While using app. Yes. Okay, now just give me a second. Let me go ahead and check it. Are you still there? Hello? Okay. Now just closed each and everything, sir. Closed it. The security. Yes, close it. Close the Team Viewer.
Yeah. Back to my
homepage. Homepage, right? Okay. Open up the AnyDesk. Let me just go ahead and close all the things. Closed all connections. Okay. Open up the AnyDesk page. AnyDesk, the red color icon with a diamond shape on it.